Hi, this is Michelle Anderson, and I am here at Dice Hearts with Les Otten, a gubernatorial candidate for the state of Maine. Hi, Les. How you been?
Good, dear. How are you?
I'm good. So we've already interviewed you.
Madam. Madam.
So what's new?
Well, we just finished talking for about an hour and a half, and I think we solved all the problems. So.
We can go home.
Right. It becomes incumbent upon you to now ask a question.
Well, let me ask you about your jobs. You had a press conference yesterday about your jobs plan.
We did. We spent the last 10 months traveling, learning, discussing, and come up with what I think are the six key bold initiatives that need to take place in the state of Maine without my putting my hand in your wallet in order to create jobs in the state of Maine. And yesterday we announced those six initiatives along with four white papers that we put together to back them up.
Can you tell my audience, for those who missed it, can you just give us a thumbnail sketch of what you've got in mind?
I can. First, if you're listening and you're on your computer, go to lesotten.com and click the jobs plan, and you'll be able to read along with me as I talk. But the of the six initiatives, the key is we need to do something to reduce tax burdens on the people of the state of Maine. We're driving capital out of the state of Maine with our capital gains tax, inheritance tax, and all of our taxes. And I remember what it was like when I came to Maine 38 years ago to come to work. We used to make a joke about Massachusetts was Taxachusetts, and the roles have been reversed in that 38-year period of time, and it's time to set back the clock. We really need to work on not driving capital out of the state of Maine, because without capital, we're not going to see job creation. The second thing in the plan that we talk about is insurance costs. A 30-year-old male in New Hampshire pays $222. That same 30-year-old male in Maine pays $756. That's about $6,000 a year. That won't work. You know, we can't have jobs created in Maine. And this isn't about Obamacare, which, as you know, I'm against. This is about Maine getting smart, being competitive, creating wellness, tort reform, high-risk pool, community ratings got to go. And the things that need to change in Maine, we need to change in Maine so that we can be competitive in the insurance world. And that will be one of the large impediments to creating jobs that will go away. Regulatory reform combined with cutting state spending. As the number three item, regulatory reform, from what it was again in the 38 years that I've been here, has become so onerous that a lot of businesses don't want to consider expanding. And we've had a continual tax and spend attitude for the 38 years that I've been here, to the point where we haven't seriously looked at cutting government, and we have to. It's way beyond its time. And we're one of the highest tax people in the United States, and we've got one of the lowest incomes. That ratio doesn't work, and it's non-competitive for creating jobs. When people think of Maine for number four, they need to think of work, not welfare. I don't want the rest of the world, the United States, to think of Maine as a sanctuary state. So I think we have to have a residency requirement, and we need to change the mindset of Mainers. You know, almost one out of every four Mainers is on some form of government assistance, which means that when you're walking down the street, one out of four people has their hand in your wallet, and they're getting something from your work. And we need to change the attitude about how we look at welfare, get people that are on welfare, onto workfare, not penalize people if they're going to work and take all their benefits away if they're going to contribute. That's four of the six points. Education. Could be number one, but I'm saying it number five. The disparity between what we pay and what we get as far as results is dramatic. I have a white paper that talks about population and as it affects education that's on the website as well that people should take a look at. We need to free up our administrators and principals to create the best teachers in the classrooms. You know, teachers teach for altruism and for a higher goal than the paycheck. No one expects to become a millionaire as a teacher. We need to recognize that we need to reward and through merit pay the best teachers in the state and make sure that we put teachers at the top of the totem pole in the educational system. We also need to qualify for Race to the Top, which is a $75 million fund that's available to Maine if we were to allow ourselves to have charter schools experiment and try new ways of delivering education. K through 12 education needs to prepare our kids for the jobs of the future, not the jobs of the past. And finally, we need to look at Maine's energy policy. We have to learn how to start saying yes to things. We've said no recently to LNG, which is a bad thing. Natural gas is the bridge fuel for the next 20 years.
Saying no was a bad thing.
Saying no to the LNG was a bad thing.
Okay.
That's a great bridge fuel to the future. We need to start saying yes to things, not no to things. And, you know, we've got a great track record of saying no to hydro, no to nuclear, no to LNG, no. And here we are now paying some of the highest electric rates of anybody in the United States, and we wonder why business and industry doesn't want to come here. We need to make a deal with the Canadians and Hydro-Québec. We need some of that inexpensive power in Maine. We need to be a corridor to move that power through Maine. And we need to understand that 80% of our homes being heated by number two heating oil, that's the most volatile fuel as far as price is concerned in the world. And we then become the most vulnerable state in the United States to change in price. And remember the panic that we were in the last time gasoline was creeping up to $3? Well, now we're kind of asleep. And I think the test of a true leader is to plan for the future and make sure that we have an energy plan going forward, which we don't have right now. So those are the six key points. We need to reboot Augusta the way you reboot your computer. You know, start it back up again. Let's look at how we're going to save money. Let's look at how we're going to cut taxes. Let's look at how we're going to do tax reform and get a fresh start. And then I think we can have a very successful state without giving up our great values, our outdoors, our hunting, our fishing, our sailing, our skiing, our spelunking, our everything that we love to do. We don't have to be a different state in order to be economically sound.
How about your thoughts on the new bond?
Well, I would much rather have seen a bond that was aimed at putting LNG in Arista County than getting the government into the business of running a railroad that's failed numerous times in the past decade. A regional transportation system that would move freight to a regional rail hub, to me, would make a lot more sense. And where does it stop? I mean, once you get into the business of subsidizing railroads, you know, who else is going to stick their hand up? The problem is that there's not enough business and industry. You know, we could grow twice as many potatoes and peel twice as many potatoes and process twice as many potatoes if we had LNG in Arista County. So, you know, let's not look at fixing the effect. Let's fix the disease. And the disease is caused by the six things that are gumming up the environment of the state of Maine from creating jobs, and let's deal with that first.
I don't think I've asked anybody this, but...
I am single, but I have a nice girlfriend. Oh, that wasn't your question?
No. Your thoughts on land for Maine's future and other things that are like that?
It has not been demonstrated to me that the private ownership system and the amount of land that we currently have owned federally and in the state is out of balance. I think that things are just fine the way they are, and I don't believe that we should be spending a great deal of time and money in the wilderness, buying wilderness, preserving wilderness. You know, we're doing a good job with what we've got. We've got more trees growing in the state of Maine now than we have in a century. So if it wasn't a problem a century ago, I'm not quite sure that it needs to be a priority now.
Regionalization of schools. What do you think about that? Not necessarily the mandatory regionalization, but regionalization in general. Have you given any thought to how that could be a benefit or why we shouldn't do it?
We need to let municipalities and counties make their own decisions. What we've done in restructuring our school system is created a consolidation system that maybe works in York, but it certainly doesn't work in Washington County. And a simple example of what happens when we try to create one law and make it fit everybody is look at Campobello in Canada, located right next to Lubeck, an island off Maine's coast. Well, Lubeck is going to have to close its school system because we don't have a way of combining Lubeck with the kids that are in Campobello, which is a five-minute ride. We could have a regional high school, be it international. We didn't address that. And unless we're creative And unless we try to solve our problems with common sense, we're not going to be able to cure our educational woes in the state of Maine. Most of the problems need to be cured on a local basis. We have to stop dictating from Augusta to what's going to happen in the local communities. And as soon as we learn how to do that, we'll find that local communities are going to be really smart about creating good education. They're going to understand that property taxes are going to go down because more people are going to move in when they have control of their schools and they produce better education. And that's the direction that education ought to be going, and that's the way consolidation should go as well.
That concludes the first half of my interview with Les Otten. Come back next week to hear the second half of our chat and find out what Mr. Otten thinks are the important items on the agenda for the next governor and for those of us north of Bangor.